Get everything you deserve with Beltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans and your community, then join AmVets. Each year, AmVets members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast, helping to improve the lives of their fellow veterans through the VA Voluntary Services Program. AmVets posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. Even if you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AmVets by joining today at AmVets.org.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo order.
America's best music. WMST.
All right. The Temptin' Temptations have been our spotlight artists this morning. One more before we go to KNN News with I Wish It Would Rain. And I'll tell you what, you're not going to get it today. Sunshine at a high near 90.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. A girl has found another and gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, so badly, I wanna go outside. But everyone knows that a man ain't supposed to cry. Listen, I gotta cry, cause crying, pain, oh yeah. People, this hurt I feel inside, words could never explain. I just wish it would rain. Oh, let it rain, 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 rain. My tear-stained face pressed against the window pane. My eyes search the skies, desperately for rain. Cause raindrops behind my teardrop, and no one will ever know that I'm crying, crying. Why go outside to the world outside my tears? I refuse to explain. Oh, I wish it would rain.
I don't think we're going to see any rain this weekend, though. About a 20% chance. But sunshine will be in abundance. And the temperature, well, the mercury will rise to about 90 degrees today. So the humidity is not so bad. So we can take 90 if it isn't hot, sticky, and humid. It is going to be a little more humid tomorrow, though. Highs once again returning near 90 degrees. It's half past the hour of 8 o'clock. Time now for a look at news from the Kentucky News Network on WMST.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell seems to be happy with the outcome of the Congress-approved debt ceiling bill in Washington, D.C. McConnell voted in favor of the bill yesterday in the U.S. Senate, which he described as an important step toward fiscal sanity. He and Kentucky's other U.S. Senator Rand Paul disagreed in how they voted.
The Biden-McCarthy debt deal will do nothing to avert the looming debt crisis. A debt deal that creates no limits to the debt accumulation over 2 years is not fiscally responsible and should be rejected.
The late Scott County deputy killed in the line of duty has been laid to rest. The funeral for Deputy Caleb Conley was yesterday in Georgetown at Scott County High School. Around 500 vehicles escorted Conley to his hometown of Cynthiana for his final rest at Battle Grove Cemetery. He was shot and killed during a traffic stop last week on Interstate 75. He served 4 years as sheriff's deputy and also spent 8 years in the U.S. Army prior to that. Kentucky State Police are asking for the public's help in finding an escaped inmate out of Madison County. Officials say 32-year-old Tyler Blevins walked away from the Bluegrass Career and Development Center in Richmond yesterday morning just before 6 a.m. Blevins is from Vanceburg and is known to spend time in areas of Lewis and Mason counties. His picture is online. Anyone who sees him is urged to come forward. The University of Kentucky baseball team is hosting a regional for the 2023 NCAA tournament in Lexington over the next few days. The first game today against Ball State. It's the first appearance at the tournament since 2017 for UK. I'm Sean McCormick.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
The Kentucky Department for Community-Based Services is hiring. DCBS invites you to be part of an inclusive team of caring professionals that helps all Kentucky families through a rewarding career in family support or social services. They have job openings in their county offices across the state and offer great benefits like hybrid work schedule, competitive salary, paid holidays, and many opportunities for training and promotions, plus state employee discounts. Go online to chfs.ky.gov and enter DCBS jobs in the search field. It's a new day at DCBS. Join them, an equal opportunity employer, MFD.
This is Kentucky, where the only thing ordinary is the unexpected.
I got everything you need.
Horse country. Legendary distilleries. Rivers to paddle. Lakes to splash and relax. Big city vibes and small town charms. This is Kentucky. Come see for yourself. Plan your road trip at KentuckyTourism.com.
I got everything you need.
Mount Sterling and the Gateway area have a remarkable skilled care rehab unit and assisted living facility at Windsor Care Center on Sterling Way. It's where people get treated like family with the care and rehab services they need and nutritional and personal care services that make their lives so much more enjoyable. The staff's goal is to make people feel like they're at home with the care and attention that all individuals deserve. When someone in your family needs their services, they're there for you at the Regency Care Center of Mount Sterling, LLC.
Looking for fast, easy, and secure electronic banking? Community Trust Bank has a wide variety of banking services to meet your needs, including internet banking, bill pay, and mobile banking. We now have even more great services like Apple Pay and Google Pay. Make payments directly from your smartphone. And People Pay, a fast, easy, secure way to send and receive money from your smartphone. Visit us at ctbi.com or stop by one of our 79 branch offices.
Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
YouTube is now the home of NFL Sunday Ticket. Does this mean you can watch NFL Sunday Ticket without putting a satellite dish on your roof? Does this mean you can watch your favorite team's out-of-market Sunday afternoon games? Does this mean all the players are technically YouTube celebrities now? Yes, to every one of those things. Sign up now at youtube.com/presale and get $100 off NFL Sunday Ticket. Last chance to get our lowest full-season price of the year on YouTube and YouTube TV. Terms and embargoes apply. Offer ends 6-6. No refunds. Sponsored by the NFL. We'll be right back.
Isn't it nice to get exactly what you want? Introducing the new MyPlan from Verizon. With MyPlan, you pick only the perks you want and you save on every one. So you're getting exactly what you want in your phone plan and only paying for what you need. All on Verizon's award-winning 5G network. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you can get MyPlan for an incredible price. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today and get MyPlan for an amazing deal. It's your Verizon.
Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today.
Stay tuned. It's time for Mid-Mornings on Main. 2 hours of fun, trivia, and information with your host, Dan Manley. And brought to you in part by Community Trust Bank. Building communities built on trust.
Yes, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything be wrong? A good day from morning till night. And it's a good day for shining your shoes. And it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose. A good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun. Rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing. And you got the right of way. 'Cause it's a good day for paying your bills. And it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away the pills. 'Cause it's a good day from morning till night.
Good morning. Yeah, it's you got to get going if you're doing a showing. I mean, Lucille Harden, you have a showing today, you think?
No.
But you never know when it might pop up.
Exactly. I've got a question into a seller that another agent has called me about, and I've got to get with them, but not an actual showing to this point.
Maybe later.
That could well be. That could well be. You know, it's that's probably one of the interesting issues. Well, not really an issue, but things with the real estate business is, I mean, when you answer the phone, you have no idea where that call is going.
And where it's coming from anymore.
Well, exactly, exactly. And so often, you know, when someone's interested, they're not calling to set up an appointment for one day next week. They may be sitting in front of it and want to look at it now. So we sort of have to turn on to dime. But there again, as I say, that's one of the interesting things. There have been times that I've answered the phone while I was cooking dinner and stopped what I was doing, told Bill, hey, this is going on the back burner, and I'll see you a little bit later.
There you go. There are some properties that we have seen seem to me to be staying on the market just a little bit longer than I would think they would. When I see properties like that, I think, you know, I suspect that that property may be $5,000 overpriced. It may not be a lot that would take it down, but people out there have in their minds, well, I just think I would give that amount for that property, so it's a little bit more than what I want. So, and you say we'll make an offer, but a lot of times people just don't do that.
You're exactly right, Dan. And of course, you know, we're dealing with multifaceted features here. You know, we're dealing of course, you know, our real estate real estate, our real estate property, for most is their greatest investment. And if they're getting ready to sell it in today's market, they know they've got to get a good price if they are going to reinvest. If you're selling a home in Mount Sterling, you're moving for a job in another state, we try to get the most that we can. And often, and of course, we don't set prices. We try to advise so someone will have a good and fair sale. But often they have in mind what they want for that property based on some of the incorrect goals. For example, if I'm selling a property in Mount Sterling, I'm going to buy in Lexington. We know that what the market in Lexington is, it is higher. We may try to get a Lexington price for a Mount Sterling property, and those projections might not come through, at least right away. So yes, we do have some things staying on the market a little bit longer. But you know, the actual value of a piece of property is what someone is willing to pay for that property. So, I can't really fault someone for trying to get the most for their property at all. But we do know in the end, more than likely, it's going to sell for a fair price. So, that may be causing a few to stay on the market a little bit more. People are not quite as fluid with their moves. The interest rate is still a little bit of a concern. People are not readily moving unless they have a real need or a real cause, I should say. Doesn't always have to be a need.
And the flip side of that coin is, hey, someone that's coming from California or New York or some other place where property is so much higher, they may have just sold a piece of property, and they come here and they think, "Wow, what a bargain I'm getting!" And, they don't hesitate a second to pay that listed price.
You're right, and there again, that to them might be a very fair price, simply because they're getting what they want. It's certainly a more attractive price than they would have had from where they're coming.
Yeah, if you can send pictures back to your friends back where you used to live and say, "Look at this! Look what I bought for $400,000! Wow!"
Exactly. We're delighted to have those people, and we've met some very, very fine folks from other places, and I consider it a compliment that they've researched and they like what they see here. So we're delighted to have them as well. And speaking of little gems, Dan, we have a relatively new listing out on Childs Highway. It is a farmhouse. It's not a large farmhouse, but it is on 6 3/10 acres. Has a cute little pond behind it. Just sort of a little a snug place in the country. It also has a mobile home on the property that is presently being rented, and I think it's a lease that is effective through about April of 24. So not only do you have the nicely remodeled little farmhouse, but you've also got a small income from that rental. Love to show that. I have not been in it at this point, but I've dealt with the owner on other real estate transactions, and she usually has them in good shape when she's ready to sell, and this one appeared to be the same. So we'd love to have some activity on that one. As I was preparing what I was going to bring today, I thought, oh, great, there's a new listing. It's been listed for one day. So I of course, did my research to pull up all the details, and sure enough, it was already pending. A nice little 1,900 square feet appeared to be in nice condition. Certainly not new, but not mistreated. But you know, you get a listing, you price it right, and it's gone very quickly. And I might state here, Dan, that that's a real good reason to have a realtor working for you. It's very difficult now, with the way things are selling, to just think that you're going to find what you want by looking online every now and then. I had a client tell me the other day, he said, how did I miss that? And I said, well, you know, it was gone before I saw it as well. So not everything is moving quickly, but a lot of the desirable properties really are.
What about, do we have any auctions that we need to talk about?
Gosh, Dan,
don't have time. You're too busy with properties to...
I tell you what, I know we've got one going. I cannot describe it for you. But what I would suggest is you just get on our auction site. And, of course, right now with their auction schedule, they've got them lined up, and I can't even tell you how many they have lined up.
It's hard to keep up with.
Well, it is, and I should not come without being prepared with the auctions, but I just let it slip my mind last night. So rather than draw into an empty well here for information, let me just share a concern that I have, and this is nothing new, even though I have it has been brought to light just recently. But if you are a homeowner, you need to be fully aware of what kind of ownership that you have. Now, most of us think if we have a deed and we have a house or a farm, that's ours, and we can sell it anytime we like. That's a common premise, and it doesn't always work that way. You need to know what kind of ownership you have. How is the deed held? Do you hold that deed by yourself? Do you hold it in the name of an LLC, of a corporation? Is there anybody else for any reason that might be a party to that deed? Now, you can't always tell that by reading the deed. Now, that becomes very confusing to any of us, but particularly if you're not involved in reading deeds or selling property very regularly. That property may have been left to you by will, and that will could state that you can't sell that property for certain reasons. That you may hold the deed, and it might even be in a life estate, meaning that you can't sell it while you're living. Yes, you own it. And I've also run into situations where children, stepchildren, are a party to the deed, and that owner had no idea that those people would have to sign the deed as well. So I might just suggest, regardless how well you think you know your ownership, that you review your ownership. Get out your deed. Look at it. If it came to you through a will, look at that will. If you don't understand the terminology, get in touch with an attorney and let them explain. There could be a time in your life, whether a death or a divorce, perhaps just downsizing that you want to sell, and you would be very inconvenienced if you had to go to court to get permission to sell. Many times those things are, they don't just necessarily take weeks. They might take a few months. So you would not want to be encumbered with that situation. I just suggest that you know how you hold your deed.
You said that so nicely, as if, hey, I'm not trying to scare you all, but you might be a little bit scared if you get into one of these situations and are unprepared.
Well, you know, there are many, many reasons that we would want to sell. But the frustration I have seen owners go through when they are following a path that they're not familiar with at all, those other people that might have to sign the deed might not understand. Then there's an educational process there to educate the person why they need to sell, when maybe they get absolutely no benefits. So frustration at the time, particularly of a death or an illness, that's the least thing that you need. So it's always wise to be prepared.
Right. Lucille, we really should expand this to a half hour. You always bring us good stuff that makes us think, along with telling us about some properties that are available. And the big thing is, folks, if you're buying or selling real estate, give Lucille Arden a call. She'd love to hear from you.
I would be delighted. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah. That number they can call you at any time.
859-585-4178.
Hey, give Lucille a call, or any of the folks at Casper Realty. They work as a team. They'd love to work with you. And if you're thinking about having an auction, better get lined up. The team would love to work with you. They're getting it done for so many people. And if you need that service, they've got it for you right here in Mount Sterling.
Absolutely.
We'll be back again next week with another Cas Pruitt Realty Showcase.
It's a good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day from morning till night. A good day from morning till night. A good day from morning till night.
Introducing the new My Plan from Verizon. With My Plan, you pick only the perks you want and save on every one. So you get exactly what you want in your phone plan and only pay for what you need. And today, get the amazing iPhone 14 Pro on us when you switch with Select Trade and an Unlimited Plus. Get iPhone 14 Pro with My Plan at your Verizon store today. It's your Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line required. $200 Verizon e-gift card sent within 8 weeks with ported. Less up to $800 trade-in / promo credit applied for 36 months. 0% APR. Trading conditions and additional terms apply.
So honestly, I tried Attention Grace and all those reviews were right. I've tried every brand and Attention Grace really is the softest, most comfortable, most absorbent incontinence pad ever.
She's not alone. Attention Grace is changing the game with skin-safe liners, pads, and briefs designed by women.
I love Attention Grace. I am never going back to my old brand.
Tough on leaks, safe on skin, and gentler on the planet. Attention Grace Incontinence Care, now available at walmart.com and 1500 supercenters nationwide.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality. So Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
I remember when I was a little girl, our house caught on fire. I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he gathered me up in his arms and raced to the burning building out of the pavement. And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas, and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, "Is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends. Then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is. And when I was 12 years old, my daddy took me to the circus, the greatest show on earth. There were clowns and elephants and dancing bears, and a beautiful lady in pink tights flew high above our heads. And as I sat there watching, I had the feeling that something was missing. I don't know what, but when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to the circus? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is. And then I fell in love with the most wonderful boy in the world. We'd take long walks down by the river, or just sit for hours gazing into each other's eyes. We were so very much in love. And then one day, he went away, and I thought I'd die, but I didn't. And when I didn't, I said to myself, is that all there is to love? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep. I know what you must be saying to yourselves. If that's the way she feels about it, why doesn't she just end it all? Oh no, not me. I'm not ready for that final disappointment. 'Cause I know, just as well as I'm standing here talking to you, that when that final moment comes and I'm breathing my last breath, I'll be saying to myself, is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze. If that's all there is.
Yesterday we were playing a lot of music that Nelson Riddle had composed, orchestrated, been a part of, and another one of those artists that we didn't play yesterday was Peggy Lee, that Nelson Riddle played a big part in her career, but Sinatra and Nat King Cole, Ella Fitzgerald, Dean Martin. It was a long list of people that Nelson Riddle could say, hey, I helped that person really make it. We'll be back after the news.
Introducing the new My Plan from Verizon. With My Plan, you pick only the perks you want and save on every one. So you get exactly what you want in your phone plan and only pay for what you need. And today, get the amazing iPhone 14 Pro on us when you switch with Select Trade-In and Unlimited Plus. Get iPhone 14 Pro with My Plan at your Verizon store today. It's your Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line required. $200 Verizon e-gift card sent within 8 weeks with ported. Less up to $800 trade-in slash promo credit applied for 36 months. 0% APR. Trading conditions and additional terms apply.
So honestly, I tried Attention Grace and all those reviews were right. I've tried every brand and Attention Grace really is the softest, most comfortable, most absorbent incontinence pad ever.
She's not alone. Attention Grace is changing the game with skin-safe liners, pads, and briefs designed by women.
I love Attention Grace. I am
never going back to my old brand.
Tough on leaks, safe on skin, and gentler on the planet. Attention Grace Incontinence Care. Now available at Walmart.com and 1,500 supercenters nationwide.
6.9 FM and AM 1150 WNSJ. This is CBS News Time.
On the hour. 9 o'clock. Presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The latest jobs report is out, and it shows non-farm payrolls expanded by 339,000 last month. Unemployment rose to 3.7%. That's up by 0.3 percentage points. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger breaks it down.
Job creation was strong across the board. Professional and business services, government employment, healthcare, leisure and hospitality, all adding positions. And leisure and hospitality, although adding quite a few jobs over the last 18 months, is still slightly smaller than it was before COVID hit.
Late last night, the U.S. Senate passage of a bill to raise the nation's debt ceiling. CBS's Scott McFarlane with what comes next.
Now passed by both the House and the Senate, this compromise deal goes to the president for his signature well ahead of the Monday deadline for default. There were several amendments voted on the Senate floor overnight, all rejected because they couldn't change this deal and keep it above water. The president has also said he'll review the debt ceiling in the future, whether it's compatible with the 14th Amendment.
The 14th Amendment might allow the president to raise the debt ceiling without congressional action, but constitutional challenges would be likely. A tropical depression off the coast of Florida is lighting up the radar and threatening to bring heavy rain over the next 24 hours.
Some spots for over half a foot, and that means there is a risk for flooding for Friday and the weekend from Tampa all the way down to the Miami metro area. Everywhere there in the state, the potential for at least some flash flooding.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson. Another of the nation's military installations will be renamed today. CBS's Jim Krasula has details.
The Army's storied Fort Bragg in North Carolina will be renamed Fort Liberty in a ceremony today. The change will cost taxpayers more than $6 million. It's part of the Defense Department's decision to rename military installations having the names of Confederate soldiers. The move was prompted by the 2020 George Floyd protests.
The sprawling Army post was named in 1918 for Confederate General Braxton Bragg. An eighth grader from Largo, Florida, is the winner of the annual Scripps National Spelling Bee. Dev Shaw spoke about it on CBS Mornings.
I think a majority of it is just psychological. I feel like you can't just study and do good at the National Spelling Bee. You have to, like, know how to control your nerves. And I think that's the most important part, especially at this stage.
Shaw won by spelling the word samophile. That's P-S-A-M-M-O-P-H-I-L-E. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Shiny and strong and healthy and hydrated. Your hair can do it all. So get to Ulta Beauty's gorgeous hair event happening now to see how you can take your hair to a whole new level. Discover beauty steals of 50% off must-haves from brands like Way and It's a 10. And explore exciting new arrivals from LolaVie and Olaplex. These deals won't last long. So hurry. This event ends June 3rd. Shop in-store, online, or pick up today. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
You could throw your flip-flop at a bug.
Ew, a bug. Get it.
But the chances of actually hitting it...
Oh, over there!
...are statistically...
Yeah, it's still alive.
Unlikely. Good thing nature's got your back. Stem bug killers combine powerful active ingredients found in plants like lemongrass and geraniol and scientifically engineer them into effective bug-fighting formulas safe for use as directed around people, pets, and throughout the home. Stem. Rooted in nature, optimized by science.
It's time for one of Mount Sterling's most popular events. First Friday Market in downtown. Friday, June the 2nd from 6 to 9 p.m. Presented by Traditional Bank. Live music on the Rumpke Soundstage from Holly Forbes and Friends. Thanks to Arthur and Marsha Walker. Gateway Custom Cruisers Car Show around the Courthouse Square. Food, drinks, and shopping from vendors and downtown merchants. Art opening at the Art Center on Main Street and the DAC Kids Zone on South Maysville. Friday, June the 2nd, 6 to 9 p.m. in downtown Mount Sterling.
Your LAX18 storm tracker forecast. Get set for some summer heat today and into the weekend.
Sunshine out there today. Highs will be upper 80s to around 90. For tonight, the sky is clear. Temperatures in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, a little more humid tomorrow. High temperatures up into the low 90s. Sunday, mostly sunny, back down around 90. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on WMST.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
The way they ended songs back in those days. Welcome back to Mid Mornings on Maine. There's Johnny Cash. Those are the pre-Grand Ole Opry days for Johnny Cash with a song called I Walk the Line. That was the first number one hit for Johnny Cash on the Sun record label. We're playing that off of vinyl today because Michael Tevis is joining us this morning, and David Hall is here. And guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Morning, Dave.
Great to have
morning,
you here.
Mr. Tevis.
Yeah.
Mr. Hall.
Michael's joining us from the wonderful community of Midway today, and he's brought some 45s, and that's a Sun record label 45 that we played for you today. Always good to play vinyl when we can, and we enjoy that. And Michael's got a collection. Michael, you have been in the music business. You play a little.
Yeah, I play a little. Started playing guitar when I was about 10. My dad grew up in the 50s, and I grew up listening to a lot of Elvis and Rick Nelson and Johnny Cash and the Platters, some good singers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got a band together and moved to New York. I moved to New York first, and then got the band together and played in the Village back around the time the Stray Cats and Urban Cowboy had come out. So I was playing that music already, and then it kind of hit the scene, and I was kind of right place at the right time just to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, had a lot of fun. Did you do any recording?
Back in 96, after I left New York, I was back here, and I had a band called Crown Electric. And we put out a CD And in hindsight, I wish we'd done a better job with it, but it sold well under a million copies. But that's the only recording I've ever done.
Do you play the guitar?
I play guitar and sing, yeah.
Yeah. Have you kind of retired, or are you still doing some stuff?
No, I play in my church. I lead worship on occasion and do solo stuff at my church in Georgetown.
Rockabilly gospel?
Yep, basically, yeah. And they like it. So they put me behind the pulpit because they didn't like the way I shook my legs down there. I still play.
It was Ed Sullivan and the censor.
That's your, right, yeah.
What about the is the contemporary Christian music easily adaptable to what you do? Or do you, you know, what kind of Christian music are you doing?
Well, I will be asked to do some contemporary stuff, and I don't know. I try and put my own stamp on whatever I sing and play, so I don't sound like the radio at all. So our church is fairly liturgical, but we also have some contemporary music just to keep the youth involved. So that's not my bag, but I will do it to praise and glorify the Lord. So
to keep the youth involved, that's the big kind of catchphrase, isn't it? Get that, young people involved. And
yes, sir.
There's a sense that, but do you really think that young people would just drop out if we're still doing
hymns
and Southern gospel? I mean, would they run from it?
That's a good question.
I dropped out because they quit doing that.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point.
Actually, I still go, but not, you know, I much prefer the Southern gospel stuff.
Well, the hymns are so full of really good doctrine and theology.
History, yeah.
That's right. So the contemporary is more about praise and worship. That's just my opinion.
I agree with that 100%. Yeah.
What church are you located at? Some people might want to come and hear you.
Oh, yeah, that's Georgetown First United Methodist. Yeah. They're on the bypass. And
how long you been involved with them?
About 9 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I was.
Were you church affiliated when you were in the village?
Well, as a matter of fact, yes. I was involved in this little storefront church called Neighborhood Church, and we'd go out and set up a stage and a PA on the streets, and I was writing songs. So we'd go out there and I'd play, and then the preacher would get up and do a little sermon. And
really?
Yeah. It was really exciting, exciting times. Back in 1984 when the Republican right, conservative right, was in full steam, right. I think.
You mean like it is now?
No. No, not at all.
Who did you meet in the village? Who are... can you name drop a little bit, or did you meet a lot of the bigs in the business?
Well, it's funny. I was only 22, 23, and I didn't really have a sense of musical history. But down in the village where all the folk clubs were, the clubs would put a chalkboard out in front of the club with the name of the artist who was appearing that night. And I walked by these clubs with these chalkboards, and there would be names like Tom Paxton and Dave Van Ronk, and I didn't know who these people were till I grew up and realized that, man, it was really something.
Yeah, wish I'd stopped in there.
Yes, exactly right. Exactly.
Yeah, that
right.
Dave Van Ronk. If you've ever seen that movie about Llewyn Davis meeting,
I never seen it.
It's based on his life. It's by the Coen brothers. It was probably Oscar nominated.
What's it called?
Inside Llewyn Davis, I believe. Huh. Yeah, Llewyn Davis, and it's about the folk music boom in the early '60s, and it's you'd like it, and I'm pretty sure it's filmed down in the village.
Uh-huh.
So
I'll check that.
Anyway,
out.
Yeah. Sorry, that was a sidelight. Go ahead, carry on.
Where'd you live when you were there?
Upper West Side, up on 82nd and Broadway. Long story short, I'd gone up for a vacation with some family, and I met a guitar singer who kind of mentored me and took me under his wing, and he moved to L.A. and left me his apartment. So I said, okay, but I didn't realize what I had, and I soon lost it, and I ended up living in hotel rooms, $100 a week. But the Upper West Side is where they were doing, it's where Seinfeld was being, where he was living at the time. So it's really kind of funny to watch Seinfeld. I get a lot of memories back from the Upper West Side. And that restaurant, I would eat there quite a bit. And it's patterned after the same way. It's really funny how they did that. So,
yeah. Where'd you go to school, Michael?
Well, a little bit of school I went to was in Scott County.
Yeah.
Scott County High. And that's true to its name.
Yeah. They didn't get you to play any football or
anything? No.
Oh,
I was quite an introvert back then.
Can't mess up his hands, Dan.
Yeah.
Thank you,
yeah,
Dave.
Fair.
No, I wasn't into sports or anything like that. I was into music, and this was back in the late 70s. I was really into Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd and all them, and went to all the concerts at RUP.
Oh, yeah. I probably bumped into you.
I'm sure we did, yeah.
I mean, you could go for $10 or $12 back then.
I know, yeah. It's amazing.
I was reading a story about David Crosby, who went on tour with Graham Nash during some breakup of the Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young unit, and they complained to all the people that booked them because their tickets were $7.50.
Yeah,
they want them to be $2.50 and $5.
You overpriced us.
Yeah.
No wonder nobody's coming.
So now, you know, I guess if you were to have seen Crosby, Stills and Nash in their last go around, it would have probably cost you, I don't know, $200 for anything good.
I was at that show.
I saw that one too.
Yeah.
No Young, just Crosby.
No Young, yeah.
Saw Neil Young several times. Saw Neil Young there one time with Waylon Jennings.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wrap your head around that a minute.
Yeah, really.
That's one of the better shows I ever saw.
I'll bet it was.
Yeah.
So how long were you in New York, Michael?
About 9 years.
Yeah. That's a pretty long stretch. Yeah,
it's a long stretch. It was long enough for me.
Yeah.
People that I know up there, they're new up there. It was tough, you know. The homeless and AIDS was rampant, and I was like, I need to get out of here.
It was probably the crack epidemic.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Did you ever come close to think, I might make it? Somebody's coming tonight. Somebody's going to hear me tonight. Did you have those moments?
No, but I tell you, I did a religious freedom rally back in the summer of 84 down in Battery Park, and there were several acts on the bill. And I got to play right before Dizzy Gillespie, and it was a crowd of about 3,000 or 4,000 people, and that was a high point for me, doing that.
Yeah. Dizzy Gillespie was he communicative?
I didn't get to meet him.
You didn't even get to meet him.
No, didn't get to meet him at all.
Yeah, but so your band, did you have the same band people with you for very long, or was that fluid?
Yeah, for the most part. It was a band called Train Driver. I took that off of Rock Island Line, that old song. So it was just me and a bass player and a guitar player. The club was so small there wasn't room for drums or anything. So it's amazing. But I learned an awful lot. We'd play Friday and Saturday nights up there at the little place called The Back Fence on Bleecker and Thompson. And we'd start about 8:30, and we'd alternate sets with two other bands. So we'd be 40 minutes on and about an hour and a half off. And those off times were the times I got into some trouble and had some fun. Our last set would be about 3:15 in the morning. So it was a long night for that $35, let me tell you.
Oh. And well, what's you got to do when you come back to Kentucky? What did you do?
Yeah, what did I do? Well, I got involved with some open mics. There was a, I don't know if you remember, High on Rose down in Lexington. Yeah.
Had good food.
Yes, sir. Monday nights they'd have what they called expression session. And
then, by the way, it was on the corner of
High on Rose. That's right. And then that Monday night's expression session turned into Wednesday night's open forum at Lina's Music Club. And then I got a job there booking bands and running sound. So that's what I did when I came back, was you know, stayed in the music business. Didn't perform as much, but I was still in the business.
And Lina's, Lina's had a good burger, and they could bring people in.
Back in the day, it was a lot of fun. Back before they outlawed cigarettes, I mean, that place was get so smoky in there. Yeah. You ever go there, Dave?
I've been to Lina's many times.
Yeah.
Probably contributed to the smoke. Like much like the Chevy Chase Inn, not quite as
right.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I think they're celebrating some
50th.
Yeah, 50th anniversary. So what? Maybe more.
Maybe
than
no, it's 90.
More.
Yeah,
than
it's
that.
90. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So I read a book one time. I had some time to kill between refereeing in Lexington and went to Joseph Beth and read a book. Wasn't a thick book. While I was on downtime there, about the history of the Chevy Chase Inn, that's one of the more interesting. There was some history there, or still is some history there. But Lina's, yeah, Lina used to bring in national bands.
Yeah.
And had a round hamburger, right?
Yeah, I had a round hamburger. Yeah. Oh, the old round.
Yeah, the old round. Yeah, I've been there.
Talk about some of the people who came into Lina's.
Oh gosh. Well, when I was booking the bands, I'd bring in some rockabilly like Sleepy LaBeef and the Planet Rockers, Sonny Burgess. And then I ended up quitting, and then a guy came in after me, Bobby Ray, did a great job booking bands. He'd get all kinds of national acts in there. I can't really off the top of my head. I remember I booked a Dirty Dozen Brass Band in there, and it was running sound, and I had so many microphones in that place. It was amazing, but it was a lot of fun.
I saw them open up for, believe it or not, the Blind Boys of Alabama.
Oh, yeah. I saw them in Chicago one time. That was a great show.
Yeah, oh, I've seen them twice. It's great show.
What about jazz music? Has there ever been any real jazz scene in Lexington that brought in?
Well, that's a great question.
Jazz music, or did it pass Lexington by?
I don't know. I've never been in a jazz club. I see them on TV a lot, you know, in movies and stuff. But I feel there's always it's always dark, and there's like cigarette smoke. A lot of people wear hats.
And sunglasses.
In a dark room, or maybe the camera's got sunglasses on. I don't know, but it's always dark.
I'm always looking for somebody that is saw a band up in Indianapolis at a jazz club called the Slippery Noodle one time, and the Smokehouse Dave, present company accepted, Smokehouse Dave and the Barbecue Kings, and they were terrific. And I'm always,
well, a name well, like that they had that, they that, had to be
that's
well,
a, that would sounds more like blues though
if I well you know.
Barbecue usually signifies there's some blues involved.
It was kind of a combination. It was jazzy blues or bluesy jazz.
A lot of riffing, I bet.
A lot of riffing. Yeah. Did a 17-minute version of a song.
Oh, I guarantee it. I used to go see the Allman Brothers. I'm familiar with 17-minute versions of songs.
Yeah.
When did you start collecting records?
Well, you know, up in New York, when Rick Nelson was killed, I think it was New Year's Eve, I said, you know, this is really sad. And I went for a walk, and I found this. Someone had thrown out an old phonograph, and I brought it home, and it worked perfectly, an old tube phonograph. It worked great. And I said, well, I got to start buying some records. So there was a little shop down in the village called House of Oldies, and I'd go in there and about once a week, spend some money on some records and stuff.
Were they cheap?
They were back then. Now they're getting kind of high.
Oh, albums now.
Yeah.
Of course, now they're more of a novelty.
Right.
It'll say, you know, CD release, so-and-so, and the album will come out, vinyl will come out 2 or 3 weeks later, a lot. But, you know, vinyl's the way to go.
Oh, yeah.
They haven't pressed 45 in many years, though.
A lot of years. Yeah. I'm a big fan of gospel, the black gospel quartets. I really love that stuff. And to me, that's the roots of our rock music and blues and all of that. I love that stuff.
Have you ever seen like a 45 or even an album of the Soul Stirrers from out of Chicago?
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with it. I've got 178 by them. I think it was the first one Sam Cooke was on, actually. The Mighty Number. John saw The Mighty Number on the Aladdin label.
Yeah. And that may not be worth a lot of money just because there may not be a lot of people who are still around who recognize what a piece of history that is.
It is a piece of history. You got that right. You really do. Yeah. I think more and more people are recognizing that, and it's making the prices go up a little bit. That record probably $20-25, something like that. That's an average price for the things I collect. Hopefully I get them cheaper, but
yeah.
And do you go to garage sales or anything like that looking for?
Well, I did for a long time until I discovered eBay.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh no, I got to get off of here. It's almost like idolatry. I'm on there all the time.
But you don't miss church to stay on eBay.
No. But you know, I still like to go to garage sales and thrift shops. But eBay, it's all right there. It's all right there. And if you're feel it hard enough, you can get the right price. So,
you were talking about that record being before the Grand Ole Opry and all that. That's way before the, you know, Johnny Cash still worshiping at the feet of rock and roll at that time. So, I mean, that was the first record for Johnny Cash. What was the first number one Sun record?
That was the first number one Sun record.
Okay, so both. Well, I thought I'd read that somewhere.
Johnny's first record was Hey Porter. And I did bring that. It's in that stack over there.
That's a good one.
Yep. Roy Orbison's, I got his first record in there. And
you got Jerry Lee Lewis?
Jerry Lee's first record in
Charlie
there.
Charlie Rich?
He did some stuff for Philips International, yeah. which was like an offshoot after Sam made some money.
Okay.
The news is out. All over town that you've been seen out running around. I know that I should leave but here. Never see.
Came out with a whole lot of shaking going on, and then he did Great Balls of Fire, and those songs made it to number one. And then You Went Again only got to number two.
That's awful.
So, you know, he just failed.
Who wrote that one, Dan?
He's
Don't Look.
No, I will. I mean, I don't. I'm still looking. You know, after Great Balls of Fire, it was a dozen years before he had another number one song.
Yeah, well, we know why.
Yeah.
There was a trip to England involved in that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then he went, his next number one was a country song, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't have, they blackballed him off the, yeah.
And,
Jerry Lee didn't have a clue.
No.
I've seen the documentaries, I've read his book. My autobiography in my own words, which is maybe 10 years old, one of the more fascinating lives of all time. But
I agree with that.
Yeah, he didn't get it, man. The look on his face is like, well, you know, it's my cousin. She's 13. You know, it's no big deal.
Hey,
but what a talent. And just now died. Yeah. You know, so.
Before I forget it, Danny Razor's son, Sam. His wife, Sarah Razor, wrote the book about Chevy Chase that you're talking about.
Chevy Chase?
I mean...
Jerry Lee Lewis?
No. Well, I'm sorry, I said Chevy. The place in Lexington you were talking about.
The Chevy Chase Inn.
The Chevy Chase
Inn. Yeah, you hit me. I thought we were on Saturday Night Live all of a sudden.
Yeah, hey.
Really? Well, I've read it. I don't know if anybody else has.
Come on, Dave. Stay with the program.
Sorry. I mean, we went from Jerry Lee Lewis to the Chevy Chase Inn, and I'm pretty sure he didn't play there.
I thought you
Although were. I did see him at the Maverick Club in Richmond, which was famous for hosting pool tournaments. So, yeah. Saw Jerry Lee Lewis. Saw John Anderson there.
Wow.
You know, the country singer, and they had a dance floor. Because it was pre-swanging days.
So, right.
Yeah, yeah. And he opened with a rockabilly version of Under My Thumb. I'll never forget that. And people got up and danced.
I'll bet they did.
Michael, give us a little rockabilly version of Under My Thumb. Could you do that?
Oh, well, Under My Thumb.
That's pretty much how
that's about it. Yeah. That's about the whole song right there.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh. Well, anyway.
I saw George Jones there one time, and that was in George's bad days.
See, I never heard of the Maverick Club.
Well, it's not there anymore. It's kind of across the tracks.
We played the Phone 3.
I know where that was. Yeah. Big Hill Avenue was the Maverick Club.
Dave's been to a lot of clubs where people have never heard of.
Well, I'm old, Dan. And, yeah, maybe I had some friends in low places back in those days.
I still do.
Michael Tevis is with us from over in Midway. And, boy, man, how'd you get back to Midway? How'd you end up settling in Midway?
You know, about 10 years ago, I paint houses for money. And about 10 years ago, I was working there, and I said, man, this is one cool little town. And I said, man, I'd love to live here. But it's so tight. So I ended up talking to a friend who knew a friend who was moving, and I just immediately jumped on it. And I've been there about 7 years now. But I lived in Georgetown, Paris, Winchester. Never lived in Mount Sterling, but I lived north of North Middletown, on a lap of farm there, right where the corner of the stone walls come together. There was a house, and I lived there for a little bit when I was married. So I lived all kinds of places.
How'd you get it? How'd you come to live in that house?
That's my ex-wife. She's a real wheeler dealer. So.
Yeah. I wonder who owned the Alapa at that time. Do you know?
I have no idea. I think Celeste something or other was her name.
I don't know, but you know, right now, whoever owns it now is putting some huge money into the place.
Are they?
Oh, the entrances.
Oh, really? I haven't been over there in years.
Well, you ought to just drive by because you can tell. And we've kind of, you know, going back and forth to ball games over the years.
Been by it a million times. Yeah. And I normally go the Winchester way. Still been by it a million times. Yeah, you got, because he and I both work extensively in the 10th region. So I umpire and referee.
Okay.
He does games on the radio, and I occasionally do that. But, yeah, you go to Cynthia Anna or Pendleton County or nowadays even Campbell. We have to go way up there. And it's 27, and that's a beautiful drive. 22 miles, by the way, is what the sign says when you get on 460 down there. I was just there last week.
Yeah.
22 miles, but it's a curvy 22.
Curvy 22.
Yeah, but it's beautiful.
Oh, and they've moved buildings around a little bit. They've kind of relocated some of the things in there, and it's just I'd love to drive. I've had a chance to drive back through there one time, but it's beautiful back in there, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. What about that? Describe the bridge, the rock bridge that's back there to the people.
Well, I don't know if I can describe it, but it's a rock bridge. And there's several rock stone structures back in there.
How high above the water is that rock bridge? I found that to be kind of amazing. I think it's probably 75 feet down to the water.
I don't remember that.
It's kind of a high bridge, though.
Huh.
Yeah. And the guy who took me through there, he said, "You're a privileged person because I get to take you across this bridge." He said, "The owner doesn't want anybody driving across this bridge anymore."
Huh.
You know, it's only by a have-to case. We have to get to this area, but we try not to even drive across.
Wow.
Just because he wants it to stay.
To stay up, yeah.
Up and pristine and beautiful. I don't think it's going anywhere, but anyway. So, gosh. From the village in New York to Alapa Farm.
Yeah, yeah. I've been all kinds of places, yeah. Done all kinds of things. Yeah. I'm still here, thank God.
What's it cost to paint a house these days?
Well, it depends on how big it is, how much you want done. Yeah,
you like to paint the outside, or would you?
No, I prefer inside.
You prefer, yeah. But you'd do outside.
Yeah, probably. I can do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. It's a profession that there are a lot of people that are house painters, aren't there?
Yeah, there's a few out there.
But it's declining, I sense.
Well, the Lowe's commercials make it look real easy for the homeowner to do it themselves.
Oh, no.
But then they realize when they take that tape off, it still ain't right, and that's when they call me up to come and make it right. So.
Oh, We're gonna play some more of these, a few more of these 45s maybe, but how many you think you got in your collection, maybe? Can you make a guess?
Oh, 300 or 400 maybe.
Yeah.
Not that many.
There are a lot of people that collect records, but when I say a lot of people, I don't know that there really are that many serious collectors, because all the time, we have people that will come, and I had a lady just yesterday who asked me, "Do you all take records in?" And we do. We people that don't have record players anymore, and they find records when someone passes away, and you know, they could go to Lexington and sell them for a few bucks, but they don't really care about doing that. And they bring them here, and we play a lot of them, and you know, try to keep them cataloged as best we can. Although I'm missing one album.
You are.
Yeah, I can't find.
What'd you do with it, Dave?
No, I know. I don't have. I actually have a. I can actually play LPs. My CD player quit years ago, and now that I can just yell out whatever song I want to hear to Alexa, there.
Oh,
yeah. You know, pretty much any. Occasionally, you know, I don't talk plain or something.
Yeah,
plays the wrong song, but usually she can pull it right up.
We're searching for the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club band album right now.
Well, there's a few versions of that album that are worth like thousands and thousands. Oh, sure. And thousands.
Yeah, I'm sure. And don't get me wrong, I like the Beatles, but if you think I'm going to go home and listen to that album today, you are mistaken.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that changed how records were made. You know,
yes, it did.
Yeah, rather than you pull out records, we laugh about it. Actually, he pulls out records from the closets back here, and especially an old country record. The album cuts will just be cover songs of some other hit, you know, somebody mm-hmm. else had, or a country version of a rock and roll song.
Right, yeah. Right.
Country version of a rock and
roll. Oh, yeah. If you want to, yeah, pull on Buck Owens doing Johnny B. Good or something, you'll get a version of that.
Well, let's see what we'll pull up.
How would you lose? I mean, yeah, that's an iconic album to lose. I mean,
it sure is.
It's not like you lost Lynn Anderson's Greatest Hits or something. Sorry, Lynn Anderson.
That's all right.
Did you just besmirch me?
No, I besmirched Lynn Anderson.
There's the word. Y'all taught me a new word live
at the Dallas Rodeo, Lynn Anderson.
Now, I'll listen and I'll hear Joe Lewis call.
Well, he lives in Paris. Yeah. I thought he might call in while all that discussion.
But I understand he's got a big record collection.
Yeah, he's got a collection of everything, I think.
Tears from little sister. Crying cause she doesn't
there you go,
have
Dave.
A dress
yeah, thanks.
Without a patch
yeah.
for the party to go. Oh, but you know she'll get by. She is living in the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy her a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love her just as much as she can.
All right, Mike. Now we got rid of Dave.
So yeah, he got up and walked off.
We can. Now there's Lynn Anderson living in the love of the common people. What Dave was talking about, I mean, really is true. You look at this particular album that Lynn Anderson did, "Promises, Promises," and she did "Crying," "Love of the Common People." She did "I've Been Everywhere." Country favorite, and
I think you played that a couple weeks ago, didn't you?
Yeah, I played. "I've Been Everywhere." That's a song that introduced Lynn Anderson to the national public on the Lawrence Welk Show.
That's right.
People can almost not believe that that took place. I've taken it off the turntable now, so Dave's coming back.
was that Lynn Anderson on Fun Records?
Right.
That was Lynn Anderson on Chart Records, if you remember that one.
No, I don't.
Oh really?
No.
Let me hold it out.
Yeah. No. Didn't have anything on there.
Yeah.
I remember, like, you know, when I was in like fourth grade, it was like Three Dog Night on Buddha Records.
That's right.
Yeah.
Three Dog Night on Buddha.
Yep.
That was a great band. I love Three Dog Night.
I saw them. What's left of them?
We have awakened the sleeping giant.
Okay,
Joe Lucas.
Anyway, I saw him in August.
Good morning, Joe.
One dog left.
My name mentioned, so I thought I better call.
Well, you bet. If you don't get in, it'll be besmirched shortly.
All right, maybe anyway.
Yeah, I probably will. It always happens to me somehow. No, I do have a pretty good album collection. I told you I'd done that big sell-off. It left me with 762 albums and 460 CDs. That's all I have.
Well, that's still quite a bit. If I can find it,
I got something almost like it.
Yeah, I hear you. I bet you don't have very many Sun Record 45s.
No, I'll tell you what happened when I was moving one time. We had one truckload left sitting in front of the house, and this has been, probably 92 before I bought my house. And my wife said, come on in, I got you a hamburger, we'll finish up. I went back out and went to get my 45s out, and there was three great big egg cases full of 45s, and somebody took every one of them.
Mm.
I mean, I didn't have. But one thing I had done, which are useless now, I had actually put a bunch of them on cassettes, and I finally wore those cassettes out, though, you know. Don't even have a cassette player anymore, so they're not worth anything. But speaking of Lapa Farm, I actually painted the main house on that farm. The owner, we was going to do two rooms inside, and we done all the trim outside. The main house has an all copper roof, copper gutters, and copper downspouts. Well, I was going to do all the outside windows and trim, and it was going to take me like a week to get this done because they had the cabin I had to do too, where her chauffeur and man lived over there. And so she decided she didn't like the smell of paint, so she went to Barbados for 3 weeks so she wouldn't have to smell paint.
That's a good way.
You need to do it, do it.
Yeah, that's a good way. Non-paint smelling vacation.
And now.
But I painted many houses in my life, too. That's how I put myself.
Oh, I feel sorry for you.
Dave and I will now go out to breakfast, and Joe Lucas and Michael Tevis will continue with a painting show.
Yeah, right.
You know, yeah, which
and that's one thing, if you're a good painter, I always laugh when I see one of my old painter friends. I always ask him, do you buy any painter's tape? It's like, that's not, I don't know why they call it painter's tape. It should be called non-painter's tape.
Yeah, that's a good point, Joe.
Yeah, it's like, if you don't know how to cut in, you shouldn't be using that brush. And most people don't
exactly
know
right.
And I mess with people when I cut in left-handed and then start cutting in right-handed. Yeah. And they're like, how do you do that? I said, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I tell people. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, a painting show, that's exciting radio.
Oh, you can't already beat it.
When you start learning to paint, my dad was a painter, so that's how I got into business. You just learn them little tricks, you know. It's like people want you to plaster well, and you say, watch this, and you use just a little bit of caulk, and you say, watch, this paint will fill in that crack, and then you never see the crack again. They're like amazed, you know. It's like just little tricks, but that's the end of the painting show.
Oh, we often say.
I was going to say, that kind of reminded me of listening to NASCAR on the radio.
Oh. Yeah, that's good radio, too. Yeah,
or golf.
We often say.
That's some slow stuff on the radio now.
We often say at a game.
Radio show in Mount Sterling, maybe on Saturday morning, you know, have people call in and ask for painting tips.
Oh, you're talking about being able to sell advertising now.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, there's people lining up out here now.
Yeah,
I understand that. But
Joe and Mike talk painting.
Got another concert lined up.
You got another concert lined up?
Gonna go see Kansas, July 7th.
Yeah, is there anybody alive?
Yeah, there's two of them left.
Okay. Yeah, the one of the roadies and the bass player.
$48.
$48.
I never. I'll let you have that. Dust,
I'm dust sure anyway. I saw him. I know I saw him at Rupp, but I'm sure it.
I saw him
about
at,
$7 or something like that.
Yeah,
I saw him at Rupp.
They played "Carry On My Wayward Son" for about 35 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. I saw him for, I think it was $8.50 at Rupp. I mean, good grief! It's like I tell people, you know, I saw George Thorogood for $3.
I knew you were going to play that.
Yeah, you know, and three.
I was going to play "Dust in the Wind."
Yeah. I just had to think of all the people that have died young in my life, at least 75% of them, and there haven't been that many, but played that song at the funeral.
Oh, gosh, what a downer.
Yeah, well, it's a funeral.
Yeah.
Nobody played it at a wedding.
No. Yeah.
But I'll let you guys go. I hope every one of you have a great weekend. As always, enjoy talking to you.
We're going to
talk you,
to
Joe.
We're going to talk to the paint companies.
Joe, I'm checking on those tickets for you. I didn't forget about you, the Frankie Valli tickets.
I don't know if you got my message.
Yeah, I did. You're going to be in town next week.
After I get done at Dennis, I'm going to stop by the radio show, so I'll give you a call.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, talk to you.
Have a good weekend.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Same old song, just a drop of water in an endless sea. All we do crumbles to the ground, though we refuse to see. Dust in the wind, all we are is dust in the wind.
Better shut that down. I don't want people to think we're having a funeral on here.
Well, all the people that played that song are dead, so. No, that is that's just, you know, it's like my mom. I can remember my mom telling me that when she was a kid, she'd go to funerals. I mean, I don't guess she went to that many, but they would play "Will the Circle Be Unbroken" sometimes.
Oh yeah,
which of course I think I'd like that played in mine.
Actually. I would too.
Yeah, I want a good version. Maybe the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band with all those guest stars like Maybelle Carter and all of them.
Yeah. That was a great record.
I've got it. I got it in the car right now.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rocking through the evening and won't be all night. Rock out. We're going through the rock house. Rock out.
many years Roy Orbison was in relative
obscurity.
Obscurity before he, somebody said, oh, wait, this is
good. Well, he stuff. Had some under the radar, even on the radar hits. They just weren't only the lonely.
Yeah.
And they were very rock, Ooby Dooby and things like that. Yeah.
Right.
And they're all very rockabilly.
What kind of guitar did you play?
Good Michael. Question. Yeah.
Well, I played a Guild acoustic. Now I've got a Martin acoustic. I never did get into electric much. I'm a strummer, so never got into lead or anything like that.
When you said you had a three-piece band and you were a guitar player and you said you had a bass and a guitar player, I wondered if you were the rhythm guy.
I was the rhythm guy. Yep.
The singer guy. The singer was usually the rhythm guy.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of times
for that kind of music.
Yeah. I mean, you had a few Eric Clapton types that sing a line and then play it. You know that the call and response of the blues.
Buddy Holly.
Yeah, I tell we listen. I listen to music with Beth. I tell her those blues songs. I always liked them because by the second line, you already knew the words because they repeat the lines in the verses are almost always repeated once.
It's true.
Sometimes three times.
The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and all the BB King. There's a video for the, I guess, their Rattle and Hum album that you two made. B.B. King sings When Love Comes to Town.
When Love Comes
fantastic,
to Town.
Fantastic, fantastic
That's
version.
A great little movie, too.
Yeah, right? And he says, they said, now, B.B., we're going to play this in the key of C or whatever, or chords. Yeah,
chords.
Yeah, chords. He said, B.B., don't do no chords.
I remember that,
B.B. just plays lead.
Yeah.
And he does. And, you know, he'd play a lick and then sing, and then play a line and then sing. And did it very well. Speaking of Sun Records, I had a station on the satellite radio, B.B. King's Bluesville, and I would listen to, I like the blues quite a bit, and there was a little bit on there where he talked about meeting Elvis, and of course in the movie, he's in the movie, but he said, yes, and we saw him standing on the street corner out in front of Sam Phillips's place. And he said, we didn't know nothing about his music. He said, but boy, he did look good.
Yeah.
You have actually, I think, you have come into WMST up in our old studio up there, and you've sneaked back into the record archives, and you have cabbaged this record.
Which one is that you got?
This is Roy Orbison and Ooby Dooby.
Yeah, that's his first one.
I say that only because all of our records were in this type of cover.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a little 45 jacket.
Yeah, that little jacket. We put all of our records in those jackets.
The green craft paper, yeah.
And upstairs, there are thousands.
Oh, thanks for telling me.
Yeah, so I don't even know if you could get up there. And if you got up there, I don't know, you might not want to be up there.
I'll figure out a way to get up there. Get up there, put a bed and a stove.
Yeah, there you go.
Hot plate.
Make one of those $100 a month.
That's exactly right, Dave.
Week apartment.
Yep.
Wonder how many Sun records there were. Wonder how many they...
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a good question that may not be able to be answered by anybody.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of rolling through here and... Carl Perkins and Hoppin' the Blues. Wow.
Carl Perkins, very underrated.
You got that right.
You know the story about Carl Perkins, Dan, and how he escaped stardom, don't you? If that's what you call it.
I don't think I do.
He was driving to one of the shows in New York, Steve Allen or
Perry Como.
Perry Como, okay. Yeah. I was in the neighborhood.
You were.
And had a wreck and was seriously hurt, and Elvis came on the show and sang Blue Suede Shoes. Am I right?
Well, Elvis didn't come on the show, but he had released Blue Suede Shoes per Colonel Parker's request, and it overlapped and took over Carl's.
And he
missed his chance to get the national exposure.
And then he ended up with Johnny Cash for years and years.
Yep.
So Johnny Cash was good to people like
that. He really was.
Good man. Flawed, but a good man.
Here we go with now, folks. You can go anywhere, and you can find Elvis Presley doing "Blue Moon of Kentucky," but you won't have many opportunities with good friends like Dave and Michael.
Well, this is getting warm.
To listen to Elvis sing Blue Moon of Kentucky on
Sun Records.
The original RCA 45.
Who wrote that, Dan?
Bill Monroe.
Okay.
I can't believe you're trying to. See, you're just hoping you could.
By the way, Hank Williams wrote that Jerry Lee Lewis song you played earlier.
Keep on shining bright, you're gonna bring me back, come out and baby tonight. Blue moon, keep shining bright. I say blue moon, I can't forget it, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon, I can't forget it, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Well, the heat was on one moonlight night. It's gone and let me lose. Oh, well, I say blue moon up in Kentucky, just to keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and let me blue. Keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue.
Who's playing the guitar on that, Mike?
Scotty Moore.
Okay.
And Bill Black on bass.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Answered my question.
Now, I heard, I read when's somewhere.
When's James Burton getting, who's he playing with? Ricky Nelson at that
time?
Yeah,
at the time. Yep. Absolutely right.
He's always in the list of great guitar players.
Yeah, I met him once.
Is he still around?
He's still alive.
I mean, I have these Eric Clapton videos where he does fundraisers for an addiction place.
That, yeah.
Yeah, he founded in Antigua. Yeah, oh. You got to go. You might as well go.
Now, anyway. I saw Jerry Lee in Owensboro back 1990, I guess it was. And I looked up, and there, I saw James Burton playing guitar. And I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't expect this. Then I looked, and I saw his DJ Fontana playing drums with him. So I got to meet both those guys.
Oh, man, that's great.
Yeah, that's great.
In Owensboro.
Owensboro.
I don't think they were with him at the Maverick Club in Richmond.
No.
I'm going to have to play a piece of music here that is...
As long as it's not Lynn Anderson or Ann Murray, I mean...
It's not... I can't believe you'd besmirch Ann Murray.
I like to just... I know how much you love her, so I just like to casually just throw that out from time to time. Or England Dan and John Ford Coley.
Oh, gosh.
I got more.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah, Christopher Cross.
Yeah, Christopher Cross. Oh, that's the one. Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah.
Lorraine McGovern.
She had a good song. I could watch the Poseidon Adventure right now. She sang the theme for it. No. So, yeah. I think that won an Oscar.
When Michael hears a little bit of this, he'll know where we're headed next to talk about. On the cover of this album, her eyes are bluer than the sky ever was. I don't know if they've retouched that a little bit, but wow. We do have a caller coming right now, I think. We'll see who this is. Good morning. You're on Mid-Mornings on Maine.
Hayes.
Hello?
Hey, it's Connor calling for the National Coalition of Disabled Veterans.
Well, I tell you what, we're on the air right
now. Yeah, you're on the air.
You're live right now.
Maybe you can get a lot of people to call in.
Yeah. But if you'll call back on, try 5608 and you'll get who you need.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. And I'm impressed. That's a real person calling for a donation, and that's really
that
good.
Is wild.
That's big.
And it was a good call.
Yeah.
You're gonna miss the news, Dan.
Well, we already have.
Okay, sorry, man. I should have got you earlier.
Yeah. No, we haven't. We're gonna join him. We'll be right back, and Michael Tevis is gonna tell us about Van Leer, Kentucky.
Was happy overall.
Of course, nobody got everything they wanted. There was give on both sides. But this agreement was a very good outcome.
What's good for some may not be good for others, like South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
I know in divided government is tough, but don't tell me that this is the best we could do.
The bill raises the debt ceiling and cuts federal spending. The agreement means there will be no default on the nation's debt. President Biden will address the debt ceiling when he speaks to the nation tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Former President Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis are stumping in the early GOP primary states. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is in Iowa.
The Trump and DeSantis campaign sure are trying to set the two front runners apart from the rest of the pack. The former president was here in Iowa yesterday talking to voters, appearing last night on Fox News. While Governor DeSantis was up in New Hampshire, he's in South Carolina today, making his case.
Both Trump and DeSantis have been trading barbs at each other. They've also been downplaying Joe Biden's reelection efforts. A government audit has found that the U.S. agency charged with keeping the roads safe is slow to investigate automobile safety defects, limiting its ability to handle rapidly changing or severe safety risks.
The report comes as the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is trying to force a Tennessee company to recall nearly 70 million airbag inflators that could explode and hurl shrapnel at drivers and passengers. The agency sent a recall request letter to ARC Automotive Incorporated in April, but the company refused the recall in May.
CBS's Jim Krasula says at least two people in the U.S. and Canada have been killed after airbag inflators ruptured. Seven more have been injured. Good news if you have a sweet tooth. Today is your lucky day. Several donut chains are offering free donuts because today is National Donut Day.
Duck Donuts is giving away a free cinnamon donut, no purchase necessary, while Dunkin' will give any donut of your choice free with a purchase of a beverage. Krispy Kreme is also giving away any donut of your choice, no purchase necessary.
This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition, because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
Edit. I'm Dr. Stork. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. With more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties. Classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
I have a personal stylist, and you can too. My Stitch Fix online stylist really gets me. I share my style, size, and budget, and they do the shopping. How I want, when I want. Updating my wardrobe with Stitch Fix is so easy. My stylist sends me the most amazing pieces, unique brands and styles I would have never tried on my own. I keep what I love and send back the rest. No subscription required. No commitment, just my style. Stitch Fix. Get started today at stitchfix.com/radio.
I remember my father saying that insurance is just as good as your agent. Over the past 175 years, our agency has been the go-to agent in Mount Sterling for peace of mind and an agent who will be there when fire strikes or the wind blows a tree right through your front door. Hoffman Robertson has a strong lineup of carriers, including Auto Owners Insurance. Get peace of mind for your premium dollars. Call us today at 498-3410.
Your LAX 18 storm tracker forecast. Get set for some summer heat today and into the weekend. Sunshine out there today. Highs will be upper 80s to around 90. For tonight, sky is clear. Temperatures in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, a little more humid tomorrow. High temperatures up into the low 90s. Sunday, mostly sunny, back down around 90. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on WMST.
There's a whole lot more to the story than they know. Listen to my side of it, and I think that you will see the reason that I killed the boy that made a fool of me. There was a girl named Marianne, and Marianne was all the world to me. We planned to get married, and we set the date. The wedding was to be. But I walked up to her house one night, and out there on the front porch they sat. And I swore they'd never get away with that. Billy Joe took Marianne and went up to the dance hall one night. They didn't know that I was standing back there in the shadows outside. They sat down at a table, and she smiled as she gave her hand a pat. And I swore they'd never get away with that. Get away with breaking my heart. I knew that there was just one way to keep them apart. Everybody said his mother begged him not to take his guns to town. He should have listened to her, cause she knew that I was gonna shoot him down. I'll be hung tomorrow just because I had to kill that little rat. But I swore that he'd never get away with that. And Billy Joe didn't get away with that.
Well, you know, that lyric rhymes, you know, something about a rat. You're not going to get away with that.
That's the happiest murder song I've ever heard.
It's like those, there's a whole lot of old bluegrass songs, you know, there. Yeah, about murder.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to hear it, you know, put on the long black veil. If you want to
wow.
Hear.
And like, you know, when they were hanging him, he was going, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He fired up. Who was that? Johnny Cash?
That's Jerry Lee.
Jerry Lee. Lewis. Jerry Lee, really?
Yeah.
Well, I never heard that, and it's okay. It's the that other when you played You Winning.
You mean the song's okay, or that's okay you never heard it?
Well, both. It rhyming was, the lyrics were, Bob Dylan did not write that song. But, you know me, I'm all about Jerry Lee now. He's an amazing individual. That book is phenomenal.
Sam Phillips said he was the most talented person he ever worked with.
I've got a video of, he did, I don't know if he did an album or CD, he did two or three of them actually with a bunch of famous people, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. And when Jerry Lee called, everybody said yes.
Yeah.
And he'd kind of been in hiding. And there's a video that's, where it's kind of a documentary, and then he plays with people like Tom Jones, and he do Green Green Grass at Home. And he looks like they have gotten him out of a nursing home. I mean, he looks like he can't hardly sit up, and they put that, his piano's got flames all around it, and then he sits in front of the piano, he just goes nuts. I mean, he dominates the instrument. Of course, he can't get up and throw the piano bench like he used to, but he still kicks it a little, you know.
He kicked it when I saw him.
Yeah, you know, I like his other stuff. I've heard a whole lot of shaking going on, you know, more than once, and I'm good. It's a fantastic cut, but, you know, I like to hear him do, some of that country stuff. He's got a great voice.
Yes, he does. I like that Middle Age Crazy.
Yeah, Middle Age Crazy.
That's a great song.
That is a good song.
You I'd say one of the most valuable things you have
is that jacket.
It's just this jacket.
It's the, yeah. The
have you got an actual Sun Record sleeve? Yeah.
Have you ever seen many of those?
They're out there.
They are out
there?
Yeah,
they're out there.
That's somebody that put it back in the original packaging.
That's exactly. It makes the price go up.
I'm sure it does. It looks better.
Yeah.
On this particular 45, he did. On one side, he did a little Queenie.
I love that.
Chuck Berry song, yeah.
He really rocks that.
Oh, yeah. He rocks that on that with Kid Rock, believe it or not.
Oh, is that right?
The other side, I Could Never Be Ashamed of You, that was written by Hank Williams. So there's a two-sided.
I don't even know that song. Hank probably wrote one or two. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or bought a bunch, we don't know.
Yeah. Some of the
labels, yeah, that's what they say. Yeah. But I don't know.
It's hard to say.
When they break the math down of how many songs he wrote and how quick he died, it's pretty prolific.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Some of the on some of the records it says Jerry Lee Lewis and his pumping piano, others have
that's a good definition.
Jerry Lee Lewis with his pumping piano, change it up just a little bit on Sun Record labels. So anyway.
That's like I went to they have that used to have that Memorial Day Stakes thing at the Red Mile.
Mm-hmm.
I went one year and it was featuring Steppenwolf without John Kay. The next year I saw John Kay, formerly of Steppenwolf.
Right, right.
And the year after that it was Steppenwolf with John Kay.
That's funny.
And they still did exactly the same songs. It sounded exactly the same. How many times can you hear Born to Be Wild?
Right. Yeah. That's the original version there. That's the writer.
Roy Hall.
Yep.
Did he do much? Did he record very much?
He did some rockabilly. That's about it. He was a club owner in Nashville.
Shake, don't let it break.
Well, your relatives, Dave, you might
could
have.
Be. Yeah, Tom T. Tom T and Roy.
Simple little guitar strumming made the crowd go crazy.
Yeah, simple's always better.
Yeah.
I'd much rather hear simple than all those notes flying around everywhere. It's the space between the notes that make it good, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's pretty profound, actually. You're not sitting around listening to much Jimi Hendrix?
Not as much as I used to.
Yeah, I got it. No, I don't think anybody is.
No.
Here's a question for you. What do you think? I know what the answer is going to be before I ask it.
Okay.
But I just think it's a thought. If you took Jerry Lee Lewis and Mickey Gilley and Jimmy Swaggart and put them behind curtains, and nobody knew which curtain they were behind, and you gave them a piece of music to just play on the piano, who would get the biggest applause? And do you think people would really recognize which one was playing each
That's
time?
A really good point.
That is a good question. I can tell the difference between Mickey Gilley and Jerry Lee Lewis. I've always thought Mickey Gilley, he was a great, made a lot of money in his club, but I always thought he was kind of a cheap knockoff from Jerry Lee. So, sorry.
Oh boy,
sorry, you Mickey Gilley fan.
You have just besmirched the great Mickey Gilley.
The great Mickey Gilley. I've never heard that term before.
17 number one hits.
The great Mickey Gilley.
He had 17 number one hits, and you have besmirched him.
Country hits.
Now, I saw Jimmy Swaggart.
Not Billboard Top 40 hits.
I saw Jimmy Swaggart at Madison Square Garden.
Really?
He did a evangelistic show, and it was a free show, and the place was full to capacity. And he was trying to baptize everybody in the Holy Spirit. And it was an amazing thing to hear the whole Madison Square Garden speaking in tongues. I'm like, what in the world's going on around here? But he played piano before his sermon, and he did a great job. And it was just like Jerry Lee.
You know why Jerry Lee, you know, Jerry Lee went to the Houston Bible Institute, I believe it was. And during the first assembly, he played like a Boogie Woogie version of some old kind of solemn hymn and was kicked out of school at that point. Yeah, I don't think Jerry Lee was going to make much of a preacher. But, you know, you never know. By the way, that song, Whole Lot of Shaking Going On, basically is derived from a black gospel song. Is that, or a black club song? Is that?
Well,
if
no.
If you believe the kids looking in the window in the movie with the, they would supposedly sneak off and, you know, to the churches or the juke joints, I guess.
Well, from what I've read, Roy Hall and a buddy were fishing, and someone called out that the chicken was ready, and they came up with this song. But Big Maybelle, African-American rhythm and blues singer, she's the one that first recorded the song, and then he did his version.
Sounds similar to the Hound Dog story.
Yeah.
Because when I listen to Hound Dog at home on my Alexis, it's the Big Mama Thornton, because
right.
That baby rocks.
I've got that 78. I was really happy to get a hold of that.
That thing rocks.
It does rock.
Yeah. And she, I would have liked to have seen her. She commands her, you know. And I've heard other stuff on the Blues Station that she's done, and it's kind of similar.
She did an album late in her career called Stronger Than Dirt. And it's a great album if you ever come across
I'll
it.
Think,
it's
yeah.
really, she does a great version of Summertime. It's just, it's a great record.
And pretty much obscure. I mean, I didn't even know who she was till 15, 20 years ago. And back to, we were talking about James Burton. Speaking of Carl Perkins being underrated, I think Ricky Nelson is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because, you know, he's thought of as a matinee kind of guy now.
Yeah.
You know, the Ozzy and Harriet. And but he can rock.
Yes, he can.
Yeah, he had a good, I mean, he was, he kind of gets obscured by the old sitcom as far as his musical talent goes, because he was a prolific hit maker.
Yep. He surely was.
So anyway, instead of besmirching people, Dan, I'm handing out. the first Ricky Nelson song I knew, probably very unlike you, was Garden Party.
Right.
And I was young, and I was really always struck by the line of, I'd rather drive a truck. You know, if memories are all I have.
Exactly right. Rather,
and then I found out what it was about. You know, and then the lyrics make sense.
I saw him at the Bluegrass Fair at Red Mile when I was about 10 years old doing Garden Party.
Yeah, that's when, and he, you know, he's really one of the innovators of country rock, or.
Yeah, he had the Stone.
The Graham Parsons kind
that's
of
right.
fusing thing.
The Stone Canyon Band. Is
yeah, that's right.
Had.
Yep. Yeah. That's some good stuff.
Yeah, great stuff.
But, you know, he was going to these oldies and coming out there and playing twangy music that they didn't know. And,
with a steel guitar.
They booed him off pretty much off stage. You know, so, and he works, if you've ever listened to the lyrics, and if you haven't, you should, works in the titles of his songs, mm-hmm. and yeah, it's good.
It's good writing.
And then, when did he die, like 83?
85, I think.
85, yeah. I was close.
Yeah.
He played at Breeding's.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to go, and something happened, and I saw Ray Charles there at Breeding.
Was this the one downtown or the one in New Circle Road?
No, the one out there where I
hopped. Okay, yeah.
This would have been pre-drive everybody off New Circle Road.
Gotcha.
Yeah, when the clubs were on New Circle, and downtown was rough.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they've done a good job. I worked in Lexington from the time I was 20 till I was 25. I packed up and went to Miami.
Did you?
I didn't go to Grand.
You went south.
With clothes and a TV.
I think we're about the same age.
Yeah, we are. I'm 62.
61.
Yeah. So I would have liked to have gone to the Village. I've actually read a couple of Dylan biographies where they describe it. Must have been something else back in the day. Way before your time.
Yeah.
Back in the Peter, Paul, and Mary and Dave Van Ronk.
Right.
People were just, of course, that was Dylan's hero, I think, besides Arlo Guthrie. It was, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Woody Guthrie.
Yeah,
maybe Arlo's somebody's hero. he's my hero on Thanksgiving. I can hear Alice's Restaurant. My son and I listen to that every year from the time he was about 5 till he was about 15. We would drive. We lived in Lexington. We would drive to moms over here, and that'd be about enough time to hear Alice's Restaurant.
I saw him at Singletary Center with John Prine.
Oh, my.
Early 90s.
I've seen John Prine like 14 times, but I never saw him with Arlo Guthrie.
It's a good show.
I saw him at Breeding's, like, you know, and I worked with a lady whose daughter dated one of the owners. So they used to have 7:30 and 10:30 shows, and I could sit in the front table for the 7:30 show. I mean, I could reach it out and touch. Almost close as you, not quite. And if they didn't sell out the 10:30 show, we got to know the guy. Well, listen, you guys can't sit here, but if you want to sit back there, we're not full. It wasn't a very big place, so saw the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band there. Yeah, all kinds. But I didn't get to see Arlo Guthrie. I mean, there's only like three or four songs. You know, that song about smuggling drugs into L.A. is
Which one's that?
It's a song about, it's L.A. He only had one hit, you know. I mean, one song charted ever.
Right.
It was City of New Orleans.
Right.
Because Alice's Restaurant wasn't made for top 40 radio.
No.
No, there's a song about L.A. International Airport or something like that. Check that out.
I'll check it out.
That's the closest thing he had to number two. But I'd say he's a good show. He's a hippie now. I think Dan interviewed him one time.
No, I actually talked to somebody at Alice's Restaurant.
Oh, that's even better.
At the church, he said, I'll get Arlo on for you. You call me back, and I don't know, it just never happened. I tried to call back a couple of times and didn't get him, and I don't know, I lost focus and. Did not get Arlo on.
When the pandemic hit, they had just announced that he was going to play with Judy Collins at the Opera House. I was actually there when they, I can't remember, Marty Stewart or somebody I saw. They announced that they were going to have the show that following October. And that's the last show. It was the end of February, maybe, whatever year that was, 2020. And I didn't see another show for a long time. And then Arlo Guthrie has now had a health issue, and he no longer tours.
I didn't know that.
Well, he's getting up there. You know, the Dylan book, he goes to Arlo Guthrie's apartment or brownstone or whatever it was, and knocks on the door, and Arlo's about 12.
No.
And he answers the door. So it's a...
Well, I can tell you, a gentleman who comes down here to do engineering work for... Hayes for all of the stations out of Cincinnati, who's worked with the Reds and the Bengals on WLW and done a lot of stuff in radio up there. He brought me a copy of a CD that was made from Arlo Guthrie's live show in Cincinnati at the, I forget what the name of the theater is there. And it's phenomenal. I have six slots in my CD player in my car. It's never left.
Huh.
Really? Others have come and gone, but that CD never leaves. It's permanently there. Because he does songs, a couple of songs that you know, I've never heard before on there that are just really terrific.
Now, he should be able to write some lyrics, if genetics mean anything.
Yeah.
Hey, well, Michael Tevis, it's been a pleasure.
It's been a real honor for me to be here. I appreciate the station. What a true gem it is for this area to have a real radio station that plays what it wants to play.
Even if you had not said that, we would say, hope you'll come back again.
I'd love to come back.
Now you might get back next week.
Yeah.
Call in. Dave, baseball.
Yeah, we got to do it. We start tomorrow. We got four tomorrow. I'm going over when I leave here, so.
You will already be in state tournament mode.
I've been there. I was there last night. So.
It's an inning game last night, which...
Well, it was yesterday afternoon. It went into last. Yeah, I went to watch the 5 o'clock game and caught the last two innings of the 11-inning game, and it was two Louisville teams. You couldn't have started a fight in there. There wasn't enough people in there. We couldn't have had a card game. We were sitting too far apart.
But you could have started... You might have started a fight between the two teams.
Yeah, they wanted to fight. It was Bullet East, which is not Louisville, but is in Louisville region, against Eastern, who used to be kind of a mainstay. But Eastern moved on. Bullet East did not.
Yeah. So Round County Lady Vikings are still alive. They've advanced to the quarterfinal round tomorrow.
Are there not the Vikingettes? Or
I think they're just a lady Viking.
I don't know that there is a lady Viking.
Yeah, well, you know.
All right, man. I'll see you in the morning.
All right.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Dave.
Yeah, we gotta
thank you very
again.
Much.
Yeah.
I'd love to.
Hey, Michael, travel safe, and hey, paint those houses.
Thank you, Dan.
Many happy paintings, and may most of it be inside.
Amen.
There you go.
Enjoy God bless your day.
Underneath the floor, and the sons of Pullman porters, and the sons of engineers, write their father's magic carpets made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Nighttime on the city of New Orleans. Changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. And the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. This train got to disappear in rail. Good night, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
LAX18 storm tracker forecast. Get set for some summer heat today and into the weekend. Sunshine out there today. Highs will be upper 80s to around 90. For tonight, sky is clear. Temperatures in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, a little more humid tomorrow. High temperatures up into the low 90s. Sunday, mostly sunny, back down around 90. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on WMST.
Community Trust Bank is truly building communities built on trust. With interest rates near historic lows, there may be no better time than now to think about buying or building that new home. Our friendly professional staff is happy to assist you. We also have a wide variety of business loans to meet your needs. Stop by and see us at any one of our 79 branch offices or apply online at ctbi.com. That's ctbi.com.
Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Are you considering braces? Dr. Henry offers clear aligner therapy in addition to traditional silver braces for both children and adults. Call the office at 859-498-1347 and schedule your consultation or stop on by. Henry Dental is located at 541 Willen Way here in Mount Sterling, right next to the Dairy Queen. Let Dr. Henry help you get that smile you deserve. I got my smile at Dr. Henry's, and I've never been happier. Call him today.
That's it for this Friday edition of Mid-Mornings on Main. Music and more is coming up. Don't forget, you got baseball action tomorrow. We'll start at 10 o'clock, but softball tomorrow as well on 96.3, where Round County's going to take on Johnson Central at 2 o'clock tomorrow in the quarterfinal round from John Crop Stadium. And then beginning at 10 o'clock in the morning, we're going to have baseball action for you from the state baseball tournament at what is now Counter Clocks Field coming up. So, hey, we're back right after the news.
You've been listening to Mid-Mornings on Main with your host, Dan Manley.